Welcome back to That Nerdy Catholic YouTube channel. I'm Seth Payne, as I've always been. It's been over a year and a half since I've put up a new video, and I've both missed it and I haven't missed it. But I've had some good time, and especially in the past few months, planning and preparing and thinking about what is coming up for this YouTube channel. I'm excited to bring you along and share with you what's coming up next. Stay tuned.
3, 2, 1.
If you've watched any of my videos up to this point, you know that most of my videos have been vlog style, and most of them just have just been talking about what has been on my mind at that time. And I enjoyed doing them, but they were a lot of work, and the amount of time that I had to tape just to get a 10-minute video, I think it was, you know, 40 minutes to an hour of talking just to get a 7 or 8 minute video. And I enjoyed it, but it wasn't exciting to me. It wasn't something that I looked forward to every week. And so I decided to take a short break, and then that short break became a longer break. This whole pandemic thing played into it because I was working at home for a while, and I didn't really like any spot in my house to shoot. And so that break of a few months became, you know, 6 months, then became a year. And in the past few months, I started thinking about getting back to putting up videos. But I wanted to spend some good time thinking about what I wanted to do. Way back when I started this YouTube channel, it was called New Catholic Media. That was the name that I originally gave it when I first started putting up videos for my master's program. I was confirmed back in 2008, and so I wanted this channel to be almost a journal of my experiences and my journey into the Catholic Church. I've wondered if I should take down at this point all of my old videos, but I've decided to leave them up for my own sake, so I've something to go back to, but also that anyone who's curious can go back and see what my journey has been like. A few years ago, I changed the name of the channel from New Catholic Media to That Nerdy Catholic. I realized that a big part of my journey into the Catholic Church was studying. You know, a lot of people that become Catholic as an adult, studying and reading is a huge part of their journey. I read through a good chunk of the Catechism. I read a lot of books. And it hit me that I'm a nerd. And so that was both part of my journey, but it's also just a big part of my life. You know, my parents got me a TI-99 computer back when I was 7 or 8, and I started to learn programming. I learned how to program in BASIC. I taught myself, and I've spent years as a programmer. I did my master's wanting to do digital media because I wanted to get more into the media area, and doing videos and things like that. But still really focusing on the editing and a lot of the nerdy parts of that. This whole talking in front of a camera is something I'm getting more and more comfortable with, but it really is almost secondary to a lot of the other parts of the video process. I've worked for the Coming Home Network for the past 5.5 years, and doing both the website, but also a lot of the editing for a number of videos for their YouTube channel. And so in the past few months, when I have been thinking about where I want this channel to go, I decided I wanted to get back to the roots of why I changed the name to That Nerdy Catholic. And I wanted this channel to be, I guess, first and foremost, nerdy. It is still Catholic, but I want more of that nerd side of my life to come out, because I know there are a lot of nerds out there. And, you know, growing up in the 80s and the 90s, being a nerd was not that popular, but, you know, being a nerd is much more, I guess you could say, mainstream these days and a lot more acceptable. And there are so many nerds on YouTube, nerding out on any one of a number of topics, whether it is math or science, or even areas like cooking or books, or you name it. There are thousands of YouTube channels where someone has found a niche for their passion for something that they truly do nerd out about. And so in thinking about this, I decided to name this new show that I'm going to be doing here, Nerding Out with That Nerdy Catholic. And you can see the little nerding out. You saw the intro at the beginning of this video. So moving forward, every week I'm going to be doing an interview with someone who is some sort of a big nerd. Next week, the first interview episode will be with a friend of mine, Adam Schroeder, who is a professor in the engineering department at the University of Toledo. His focus is in robotics. And so we're going to be talking about his life as an engineer. And then the following week, we're going to be talking about machine learning and what he has learned through his work about what it means for a machine to learn, how we're going to be comparing it to how our children learn, looking at some of the humorous and beautiful ways that we can understand the world a little bit better through how machines learn. And then our next guest will be Dr. Brent Robbins, who is a professor of psychology, and we're going to be talking about his research into joy. One of the things that is getting me so excited about doing this new series is that when you see these episodes, you can see the passion that these people have for the work that they're doing, for what they're researching. It's not just going to be professors that we're going to have on here, although there are a number of professors that I know that I'm really looking forward to talking to. But everyone that I'm going to have on these videos are going to be someone that there's just something in their life that they are passionate about. Many of them will be people that have studied some area of science, mathematics. Personally, for me, I'm really looking forward to continuing to learn more about the world through the work that they do. And so, for me, nerding out is that I am nerding out through talking to them, learning more about what they do and what they are working on. And I hope that each of these conversations is something that you can get excited about as well. One of the neat things about being a nerd is you always want to learn more about the world, and learning from others is a great way to do that. And I'm really looking forward to you being a part of this conversation as well. When you watch an episode, any questions that come to you, please leave them in the comments. At some point, I want to have these guests back for a live stream where we can have a conversation with some of the questions that you have and really expand the conversation that we're all having. If there are any nerds that you know of that you think I should have a conversation with, please leave their names in the comments below. And we'll see what happens. Be sure to come back next week to join the conversation with Adam Schroeder about his life as an engineer. If you would like to support this channel, head over to my other little project, Nerdy Catholic Tees. It started off with a few quirky, esoteric, nerdy shirts about weird Catholic things, and it's grown from there. But whenever you go over to Nerdy Catholic Tees, you help support this channel. If you use the coupon code over there, That Nerdy Catholic, you get 10% off of your order. And as you can see, I'm wearing one of the Nerdy Catholic Tees right now, the Friends logo, reminding us that the saints are our friends and they are watching out for us. They're looking out for us, praying for us. And so, yeah, head on over to nerdycatholictees.com. Use the coupon code That Nerdy Catholic for 10% off your order and show off your nerdy Catholic self. I'm such a nerd. Before we go, I want to share with you the people behind me. We have Father George LaMantra. He is the priest and astrophysicist that came up with the theory of the Big Bang. Blaise Pascal, mathematician and philosopher, and Chesterton up here, author, convert, and I guess philosopher as well. At some point, I hope to speak with people who are experts in the lives of each of those three people and others as well. But until then, see you next week. Bye.
System shut down.